Yeah. I didn't know about that.
Yes, I knew about it.
Have you ever had to put them back together?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right, Nez, what would you put, if you had to stop up a bottle, and you had, what would you put in the top of a bottle to stop it up?
If you're
making wine, what would you put in?
If I didn't have no stop, I'd cut me a cone stop. A car would make me stop.
A what?
A car, a piece of car make me stop.
Well, good. Now, what are those store-bought stoppers made out of that we used to use?
Some kind of Coke concern or something that you Coke is.
Oh, that's great. let me see now about this one. What is the little musical thing that we used to play with our mouths?
Jude harp.
Yeah.
Jude harp.
Oh, and then what other kind did you have that you read?
Harp.
Yeah. What about something that you'd hold between the teeth? That's what you call that Jude's harp, wasn't it?
Yes.
Did you ever play one?
Yes, my favorite.
Reckon you could now?
Yes, I can blow it down my back.
Can you buy them now?
I don't know, my teeth ain't been so long since I see one machine. I won't get it.
Mm-hmm.
I used to love to play.
What do you use to drive a nail in the wall with? If you had a wagon and two horses, what is the long wooden piece between the two horses?
Tongue.
If you have a horse pulling a buggy now, before you hitch him up, you have to back him in between the...
Shade.
Never heard of that.
Oh, yes.
You know, I know.
Yes.
Miss, you gonna tell how old you are in a minute, aren't you? Okay. All right, let's see now. What in the world? When a horse is hitched to a wagon, what do you call the bar of wood the traces are fastened to?
The bar of wood?
Yeah, what you fasten the traces to? What do you call that?
Singer tree.
A what?
Singer tree.
Now, on the wagon, you'd have two horses, and each one has a single tree.
Yes, ma'am.
What do you call the thing that both of these are hitched to in order to keep the horses together?
It's a tongue. Tongue. Wagon tongue. Buggy tongue.
Buggy tongue.
Yes, me, how we used to drive two together, buggy that way too.
Mm-hmm. If a man had a load of wood in his wagon and he was driving along the road, what would you say he was doing?
Hauling wood.
Suppose there was a log across the road, you'd say?
Move out of the way.
How would you get it out of the way, though?
Take your hand and pull it out of the way.
You'd pull it?
Yeah, take one side at one time, lay it on the side of the road, something like that. Get out of the road. Have got a minion out of the road.
Oh. How do you get stumps? How do mules go about moving stumps?
Well, you dig around them, something like that, you know. Sometimes the mule pull them up, and like you pull them up, you know.
If you don't say the mule pull them up, you'd say the mule...
Back up and then plow around them. They did rot off in a long time, you know.
Uh-huh. All right, what do you break the ground with in the spring?
You can break it with a scooter, either turning plow.
After you've plowed, what do you use to break the ground up even finer? Go over it after you plow it.
Well, they got a hammer in there, so make it a little out, because you don't know what those mule thing is.
What is it that the wheels of the wagon fit onto?
The axle.
What do you call the X-shaped frame that you lay a log across to chop it?
Chop block.
What do you call the A-frame shape, A-shaped frames you used to lay boards across to make a table for a church supper.